Hi, we're conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. What is the highest level of school that you have completed, the highest degree that you have received? What's the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Master's.
Master's degree? Oh, okay. Thank you. Master's. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, thank you. And what is your race, please?
African American.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Columbus?
Yes.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus, though sometimes things come up that prevents people from voting. As it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not
almost
vote?
Certain.
Almost certain. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And do you plan to vote by mail, vote early in person, or vote in person on election day?
Vote in person early.
Okay, thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, 5 means that you are just somewhat motivated to vote, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote?
10.
Thank you. And now, I would like to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of the people or groups, please just let me know. Joseph Motel, 0 to 10.
5.
5?
5. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Nick Baxton, 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Andrew Ginther.
5.
If you have never heard of it, that's okay too. You know, it's not right or wrong mm-hmm. answers. Andrew Ginther.
I've heard it. He's the mayor. I've heard him.
I would say he's a five.
5?
Okay, thank you. Shannon mm-hmm. Harden.
Seven.
Okay.
7.
Thank you. Adrian Hood.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you. Louis Gill.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you. Emmanuel Remy.
5.
Thank you. Nancy DeArcourt.
I don't know who that is.
Thank you. The Columbus City Council. How you feel about them?
I would say a 5.
Thank you. How about Farhan Jetty?
Don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now next, some questions about the upcoming. By the way, thank you so much for sharing and your patience. We are 56%. We're almost done. Next, some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following come closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather re-elect city council so that they can continue the work that they have been doing. And the next one is, I would rather elect new people to city council so that the council can go in a new direction. Which one is closest to your view?
I like the one with, I'd rather elect new people so they can go in a different direction.
Oh, okay, thank you. And if the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Andrew Ginther or Joseph Motel?
Probably Andrew.
Leaning or definitely Andrew Ginther?
Mm-hmm.
Leaning? Thank you. Mm-hmm. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Paxton or Farhan Jetty?
This is the council?
Yes, ma'am. If you know.
Nick Paxton.
Are you leaning towards him or are you definitely voting for him?
I'm leaning towards him. I'll see what comes out closer to the election.
Okay, thank you. And now, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Adrian Hood.
And that's, are you leaning or definitely?
Leaning.
Thank you. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Auger or Louis Gill?
Lean for Hello. Nancy.
Nancy, okay. Thank you. This November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows: an additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding $3 million for current operating expenses and on a rate not exceeding $4.7 million for general permanent improvements at a collective rate not exceeding $7.7 million for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year in 2024. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
No to reject.
Okay. Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Is that a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Not a strong, right?
Correct.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married. Living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election, for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, a Democrat? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,999, $34,999, $35,000 to $44,999, $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to $64,999.
$55,000 to $64,000.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. You have a lovely night. Take care. Appreciate it.